Regardless, this office building, the DeLuey Building, is both a hotbed of SET activity and at the perimeter of one of the locations with tremors. I consider it the most likely option.
He pointed back at the tall structure.
As you noted, Independence Tower is highly defended. A veritable fortification, a castle in the middle of the city. Breaching it has proven beyond even the arts of the survivor himself.
Not for lack of trying. Their security system can spot ghosts. He hasn't figured out a way to circumvent that.
And the final location?
It seems of less import.
Twinsoul pointed at a structure on the perimeter of the city, beneath a section of train track.
An old tire factory.
Tires?
Moonlight stepped up beside Marcy.
Like where Tobel Copper worked?
Twinsoul, would I be correct to assume that factory is owned by Basin Tires?
Indeed. You appear to have information beyond mine, my lady.
That company is involved. Did your agents notice anything odd about the factory?
Codenames flipped through one of their files.
Let's see. Curious. The woman we had watching this location says it's mostly shut down because very little is ever shipped out of it.
But things are shipped in? Maybe an oddly large number of deliveries, given that the factory barely seems to be doing anything?
Yes. Our agent didn't put that together, but yes. From the shipping manifests here, why are they taking in so much if they're not making anything?
Because those aren't supplies for the factory.
Moonlight met Marcy's eyes.
They're stockpiles of food and arms for the cavern underneath. This is our incursion point.
I agree. There has to be an entrance to the caverns there, and maybe it will be less guarded than the central spire. We strike here.
We can get there quickly by rail. The section leading from here to there is finished and running.
Wait. How urgent is this threat?
We have reason to believe that the SET has developed a bomb capable of wiping out Elendel. Harmony is blinded, and we know the SET have been developing a device capable of delivering their bomb from a great distance.
They have a dark god breathing down their necks, demanding results. They were supposed to put their plan into motion weeks ago. And with Marcy and her friends getting close, well, they have every incentive to launch that bomb the moment they can. It could happen at any time.
By the first Aether?
Twinso glanced at Codenames, whose eyes had gone wide.
Moonlight. We should contact the Master.
You're right. I hate delaying, but... Codenames, is your special friend nearby?
Upstairs. I'll go grab him.
The Master? You mean...
Yes. It's time to talk to Kelsier.